Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing, or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry, the Bahamas and USA.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
The case of Gabby Petito, the murder of Gabby Petito, something that really rocked the country. Many people following it still are following it as civil litigation continues on. New evidence, new allegations coming out in that case stating that, well, it looks like the Laundries knew a little bit more than they were saying when they knew it. While the search for Gabby Petito was going on, the allegations are that Brian had confessed to them that Gabby, in fact, was gone, implicating that his parents and their attorney continued to say, you know, hopes and prayers and thoughts, and we hope she comes back. And by the way, we're going camping. They did that too.
Right.
It's a case that just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. There's trauma responses. And they're different for everybody. Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, joining us to discuss. Is this just one absolutely horrible trauma response from the parents of Brian Laundrie going camping, finding out the fiance of their son has been murdered, and then, hey, go off in the woods and off yourself, and we'll come and find your body in a couple of weeks? What the hell is going on with this family?
We see this a lot in different cases. Matter of fact, even with Alec Murdoch case, you know, Buster, talking about his dad in a positive way. We see this with family members. And I, when researching this again, when you're seeing people do behavior that seems completely abnormal to you and I, and why is that? Because you and I are objective from our standpoint. Anytime we have in our lives people that seemingly are doing kind of nuts things, and we're talking like low level at work, or they make a decision to do something, you're like, what were you thinking? Mm-hmm. Here's what they were thinking. They weren't. They didn't have what I call a loving critic in their lives to bounce things off of objectively. And so what we have here is what I call a case of positive parental confirmation bias, where your child can do no wrong. And we see this all the time, whether it's in true crime, whether it's in politics. You know, when you have a hard time accepting the negative behavior of your child. And I think that's what was going on here, where you turn an eye to, I mean, Koberger's another one. I mean, it sounds like we have some positive parental confirmation bias going there, where his dad is like, you know, not my boy. You know, I saved my boy from drugs earlier in life, and he's innocent. So, because you can't be objective when you're that close, when you're emotionally attached to that outcome and that person, you are not objective enough. And I think that's what we're seeing with the Petitos.
It's going to be interesting to watch. I mean, are we getting closer and closer to criminal territory here, or some sort of criminal liability with the fact that, okay, you knew that she was dead and you didn't say anything. And there's massive searches going on for this young woman. Even the attorney knew. Allegedly that she was gone. I mean, granted, I'm sure the word gone will be litigated as to what that actually means, but I think it's pretty safe to say she's not there. You got her van and you showed up. Gone means dead.
Potentially, you know, I'm not a lawyer on this one, yeah. So I don't know. But in order to do that, they would need to be able to tie that word gone to hard facts and data from cell phone usage, words. You know, they're going to have to tie a lot of strings together there to connect those data points to make a conclusive determination of what they believe that word to mean, gone. Mm-hmm. But very possibly, absolutely, and there's no doubt. But the interesting thing, though, is, you know, claiming innocent and not guilty on this one is going to go before a jury. Yep. And so what's a jury? Again, it always comes down to facts and data, and facts and data is as they're presented to a jury. You know, can the parents garner support and sympathy over their lost son and his girlfriend, or will they seem like they're the dark angels of death that they allowed this to happen?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those cases where just because someone is doing something fairly deplorable, and acting in a very nefarious way, it doesn't always make it illegal. And I'm wondering if that's, you know, what ultimately this is going to be in this case. I mean, just throwing conjecture out there, what is, I mean, I don't think anyone really knows what is the correct resolution, because there really isn't a resolution here.
Yeah.
What is for these parents?
And the other thing they're going to have to establish, too, is how close was the relationship between him and his parents that they shared these kinds of things. I mean, there's times with both my kids where I know they're walking a path and I intentionally don't insert myself in their lives. And I'm very close to my children because I want them to experience, you know, hey, when something goes a little sideways in your relationships, you need to kind of work through that. If I hear, as long as it doesn't seem unhealthy, I don't insert myself because they have to walk that path. So it'll be interesting how they can defend themselves over what their son told them, mm-hmm. and how close they weren't close. So it's going to be a really interesting case to look at. And I'm not quite sure how it's going to go.
Does this change the perspective on the letter that Roberta Laundrie wrote to her son, the reference in there to need to hide a body, I'll bring the shovel. A lot of us looked at that early on and thought, well, maybe this is just a really unhealthy, weird mother-son relationship, and it's in reference to a book, which is what her excuse was. But now we know that this letter was there after the fact that they knew she was gone. I don't know. I mean, it kind of makes the letter look a lot darker than I think even those of us who thought maybe it was a nothing burger thought.
Because now you're connecting all the data points.
Yep.
Make a solid. So I'm with you on it. It's if they were not, if one thing wasn't there, it kind of falls apart like that. But when you actually have the data points, remember, there's very few coincidences in life.
Yeah.
If you generally have two or three things that line up that say certain thing, generally it's the way it is. Because again, what they're going to be establishing is that arc, that behavior arc in their lives. I'd be interested to see if they were able to bring out earlier in life any examples of how his parents came in to bail him out.
Yeah.
About how he might have lied on test grades or cheated at something in life, and his parents came to bail him out of those things earlier on, kind of to establish a pattern of their behavior about how they regarded and dealt with him.
Mm-hmm. It all goes back to what you said. What did you say? What are you calling it?
The behavior arc.
No, not behavior arc. The parenting thing. The one.
Oh yeah, that's a positive positive parental confirmation bias.
There you go. You gotta like copyright that or something for you. That's exactly what I think we have a lot of going on here in this case. We'll have to keep watching to see
how this all. And that's why when you have people that are that close to individuals in cases, it's very challenging using them as witnesses, mm-hmm. as in anything, because that has to be understood that, hey, we're going to have positive confirmation bias or negative confirmation bias. Because if someone likes someone, all they see is the things they like. If they hate someone, all they're going to see is the things they hate. And that's why you need good attorneys to kind of sift through that. And that's why data, real hard data and facts, can kind of accentuate that or mitigate those things.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks,
like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.